your situation is to repurpose in the near future or at a later date. Either way, there is something you can take away from this discussion. Now, the previous discussion was about 26 minutes or so. I don't know how long this one gonna go for. I might just redo it, or I might just edit it, or I might just keep it the same and just throw it out into the universe, right? And hopefully we reap some good results, right? Hopefully we reap some good results and, you know, it does well. So we just have to take this to the levels you need to be. No filter and no script. So we're talking about repurposing our content. Italis, what are you talking about repurposing our content? Well, this is what we do. You ever had a shirt or an outfit that you couldn't wear, or it was no longer good, but you never want to throw away the material? You use that material now, make something else, whether it be a bag or a socks or even a blanket. You repurpose that material. It's the same context to content creation. A lot of times the material we have, it is stagnant. A lot of times the material we have is not getting the views, not getting the necessary channel notifications. What we do, we don't get upset and delete. We keep our content. We just put it on the plate and we cut it into portions. Right, you can make that into a podcast, you can make that into a blog, you can make it into a clip, you can do collaboration, you can do green screen. There are so many features out there that you can use for your content, and it can be repurposed. Right, a lot of times the background music that we would like to use, we cannot use them for copyright. But when we repurpose it now and make it into shorts or clips, you're under that platform, right? You're under that platform license, and you can use the song that you want to get the message out for that particular content. So that is a form of repurpose, right? Cutting or splicing the video up into different segments, anywhere from 15 to 30 to 60 seconds. This is the range that they use for shots, and you can use that in respect to its owner. Now, the owner will let you know. You know, I don't advise anybody to go and use anybody content outside of what the owner allow. The owner will let you know somewhere within the video, whether it be in the description or the settings, if you can remix, use the video, use the audio, or even collaborate with it, or green screen it, whatever the case is. You'll find that in the descriptions or in the settings. I don't advise anybody to download any videos, because most videos, 99.9% of them, are copyright. And if you go and use a copyright video, it will not necessarily get you today, but it will get you another day, and the day that it does get you, it's gonna be a problem for you, right? a lot of times we see some of the content that people like to do is because they take the average Joe and the average Jane, right? And they take their content and then reuse it without the permission of the content creator. And, you know, they become commentaries, they become reaction videos and things like that. But for the most part, right, they don't use discernment, right? Now, a good way of not getting a copyright strike is always look at the material, right? Look at the material, the content that is, that you wish to use. If it is of high quality, if it is from a well-known source, I don't recommend it, right? I don't recommend it. If it is a person who is basically a content creator, but they understand the business, right? They're not a very well known, but they're known, but they understand the business and they don't have issues with things of that nature, then by all means, you should go ahead and seek an opportunity to do a collaboration or a clip or even repurpose that video with your help, right? Giving credit to the content creator also is a big plus, right? Normally, sometime when you do a duet or a clip, and you use it under the service that you're taking from, it automatically acknowledges the original address it came from. So that is, you know, a no-brainer. That helps. But for the most part, if you're uploading new content with the previous content as a reactionary or even a collaborator, you should give the original content creator some credit. Give them some credit, man. You know, it's only right. A lot of people today are being penalized for plagiarism. It's a form of plagiarism. A couple of weeks back, they got some professor, you know, who basically, you know, was assumed or whatever proof they had, they just, you know, nailed her and she had to resign because of plagiarism. It's a big thing when you work and you do your content and people don't acknowledge you, you know, of that content. Whatever it may be, a book, a song, whatever it may be, you know, artwork. If it inspires you to create something on top of it, you should also in write, share that inspiration with the creator it came from. It's only the right thing to do. So moving along, that is one area. It is most popular in visual work that you can see with your eyes. When it comes to listening now, it's popular, but the credits, you know, there's no way you can put out work without the credits. So you have to give credit where credit is due on the visual side. On the hearing side, the same thing also. Back in the days, a lot of people would, a form of repurposing, you know, use sampling, right? It's still used today, but now today is more originality and authentic work is promoted now, right? So the creativity is like on a higher scale today than it was back in the day. Back in the day, a lot of people were creative, but because of the barriers that were set and the standards that were set before the digital age came in, people, you know, had to basically know somebody to know somebody, right? You don't know me, but you know YouTube, so YouTube got my back, or Podcast got my back, or whosoever else got my back, right? Those days you had to know somebody, literally, and it was all analog. TVs and radios were analog. Now the digital age, it is fairly simple. Some of you are listening to me on your TV, some of you are listening to me on your phone, some of you are listening to me on the laptop or computer, right? So different ball game. You know, the rules still apply, acknowledge, give credits, but different ball game. Digital from analog is a different ball game, and it broke down some walls and some barriers, put some people out of business. Some people change with the time, right? They repurpose themselves, change with the time, right? There was a lot of, I remember, if you're, you know, I'm not aging myself, but if you remember during the analog days, you know, if you didn't have that music that you wanted or that recording that you want, you had to search far and wide. You know, you had to do your research, you had to go to the best of the best places, the best stores. You had to go far and wide, you know. Some of the biggest places that were, you know, music hubs was like Tower Records and Virgin Atlantic record store. You know what I mean? And then all of that went away in the early 2000s because digital now was the talk of the town. You know? So, it's the same lines of repurposing. It's the same lines of repurposing. And, you know, it's just that you gotta think out the box. Those companies, for some reason, did not think out the box. They just faded away. You know, then they caught on. By the time they caught on, some of it was, you know, too late. Then came the Spotify's and the Apple Music's and all of that. When these guys were right there, they just said, well, we don't know what to do. They know what to do. They just thought it was a fad, and they never changed. So I'm trying to avoid the, you know, anxiety or the fear of changing, right? You have to repurpose yourself, right? You gotta stay in tune with what's going on. You gotta stay alert. You don't wanna get caught off guard. You don't wanna be, you know, caught with your pants down, as they say, right? And you want to be able to go to the next thing with a smooth transition. You know what I'm saying? With a smooth transition. Every genre that we have today was a genre where people got caught off guard. Right? People got caught off guard and people did not understand. People did not want to learn. People did not want to adjust. Right now, being in the digital age that we are in now, there is no reason for us not to. We have to. You know, I always remember, I could imagine when, you know, cars came in and there was no more horses and buggies. Cars came in. People were like, you know, I don't trust this thing. I don't do this. I don't do that. Of course, there's gonna be some rough, you know, a lot of failed attempts. I think, they said that the Ford company tried like a million times before they got the perfect car that they wanted to promote to the audience of the world. So failure is a part of it, right? We always will fail. But it's, if you fail and stay down, that is the problem, right? So we can must learn from our mistakes and bounce back. And even our content, we must know how to use our content in the best way and the best manner and bounce back. Hey, this is Italist One. I'm gonna stop here. Maybe we do a part two and we continue the conversation. Like, share and subscribe. Go to the link in the bio. You'll see more information. If you want to donate, we're always welcome to those who want to donate. All proceeds will go to the channel and go to getting equipment. And I appreciate you. Mega love shout out. I'll see you again.